Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we exalt your holy name. We magnify your name, O God. Holy Spirit, right now, we thank you that you've already graced us with your presence, and we declare that this is your house. We declare an open heaven in this place this morning, O God. And Father, we are saying things that have attached to us in 2015 that needs to stay in this year, O God, that they are staying in the name of Jesus, O God. And things that we have missed to pick up in 2015, O God, in these last 18 days, we are picking them up and we're going forth in 2016 with them, O God. Every burden, every shackle, every chain that has held us down, Lord, prophetically we're declaring that it is broken in the name of Jesus, O God. And Lord, as we have declared that your name is higher, your name is higher than any situation that has walked through those doors this morning, O God. And Lord, we are declaring, Lord, as I bring the word this morning, you begin to download strategies to us. You begin to speak to us things that we need to do, O God. And I declare a renewed hope, O God, will begin to rise up in all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Jeffrey. My mom's here. She's in the green. I'm very happy to see her. Carla is here, Jeffrey's wife. Excuse me. The music team were a bit happy this morning. Happier than normal. Amen. So I have to watch my stories. There's someone to verify them this morning. Amen. Amen. Today I'm going to speak about Destined to Win, which is, I knew the song list, but I actually didn't look at the words of the songs. And as we were singing them this morning, I was like, God, oh my goodness, this is exactly the word that you've put in my heart this morning, amen? So the charge I really felt God put on my heart this morning is to equip you and I for success, amen? So imagine, how many of you have written an open book exam? I have. And so for those that don't know, it's an exam where you can take absolutely anything in the exam. You can take a trunk of books. You can take your notes. You can take the text. You can take past exam paper. You can take absolutely anything. Some have restrictions, but you can take anything. And in the reading time, though, you can't open the books. You just have to stick with your exam paper. But the idea of an open book exam is if you get to a question, you don't know what to do, you can refer back to your notes, amen? So you can refer back to your textbook. I remember when I wrote my tax exam, the books are like that thick, you know. There's two of them that you use, the legislation plus the tax guide. And I came across a question. Do not remember learning anything about it. Do not remember seeing things about it. And I remember, I was like, Holy Spirit, help me. And I did the flip and open. And I'm not lying to you. It opened to the legislation that I needed. Amen. So today, we are going to be equipped as we step out, as we finish off 2015, as we step out into 2016, God is giving us the answers that we need. So whatever arrow the devil is going to throw to you, he's going to throw at me, we're going to have the answers, amen? So, or those that like the lotto, it's like God, through me, is going to give you the numbers to win the 25 million jackpot, amen? Amen. So December is a month that brings up different emotions in people, amen? December, it hits that the year is gone. You know, when you go through the months, you're like, oh, yeah, it's coming. And then you might want to ignore what's happening, but if you just walk through a shopping mall, you know it's December. The lights are out, the Christmas decorations are out, Santa is everywhere, there's chocolates, there's carols, there's even the music in the shops tells you that it's Christmas. And for some of us, you know, all of us actually, we reflect back. For some of us, we've had victory this year. For some of us, we've finished uni. For some of us, we've graduated. For some of us, God has healed us. But for some of us, December right now is coming with a lot of frustration. There's dreams, there's goals that we set in January. And you're standing here in December and you're looking back, you're like, God, I had so much faith. I had so much hope that by the time I would be standing on this day, all my dreams would have come through. But some of them haven't. Some of us are feeling disappointment. We're not where we thought we were going to be. We're not in relationships we thought we would have. Relationships that were going well have gone sour. Just things are not working how we expected them to work. For some of us, there's relief. Like, oh God, 2015, done and dusted. Let's reset. Let's go to 2016. For some of us, there's fear. There's fear because what we've known, like for some of us, we finish high school. We're stepping out into this new realm of maybe uni, maybe work. That could be fearful. For some of us, you know, we are waiting for visas to come through. For some of us, we're waiting for healings to come through. So this time of year brings about a lot of emotions in all of us. I'll read John 16:33. I'll first read it in the New King James. These things I have spoken to you, that in me, this is Jesus talking. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Amen. I'll read the same verse in the Amplified Version. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials, distress and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. Amen. So this verse does not say to us we will not have troubles. It does not say to us that we will not go through tribulation. It does not say to us that we will not face troubles. These things, all these things we've just read, are just weapons that the devil uses. But the word of God says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. So, but God is saying, like Jesus says straight after that, he says, take courage, be confident, be certain, be undaunted. And that is the word I'm bringing this morning. As we stand in December 2015, the Holy Spirit is saying to you and I that we should take courage, that we should be confident, that we should be certain, that we should be undaunted. Whatever you're facing, whatever I'm facing, we are declaring this word, amen. Jesus has overcome the world. It says that he has deprived it of power to harm you, and he has conquered it for us. Amen. So whatever it is that you're facing as you stand, we've got 18 days, I counted, 18 days to the end of the year. Whatever your 18 days looks like, God is saying there's no power in there to harm you. Amen. Because he has conquered the world for us. That situation which seems impossible, guess what? Heaven is backing us up. Amen? I just have a picture of, imagine boxing. Here you are standing in your corner. The devil is there, but you've got the heavenly hosts. You've got Jesus. You've got the Holy Spirit in you. You've got the Father standing there behind you saying, you can do it, daughter. You can do it, son. Amen? So in 2015, you may have had challenges, you may have been tested, you may have had distress or frustration, but be of good cheer because Jesus has deprived that every test, every challenge is power and ability to conquer you. Amen? So failure is not in your future. Failure is not in my future. You and I are destined to win. Amen? Say to your neighbor, I am destined to win. I am destined to win. Amen. You may have faced your greatest battle ever. Some of us in this house have lost loved ones, parents, spouses. Some of us have failed. Some of us have lost jobs. And you might be standing on this day, the 13th of December, looking back and saying, God, you didn't come through. You did not come through. I put my hope in you. I put my trust in you. But honestly, I do not feel like heaven was backing me up, amen. But Jesus says he has deprived the world of power to conquer of the world. Jesus has deprived the world of his power to conquer and harm us, amen. It says in Micah that you may be beat down, but you get up. Micah 7 verse 8. Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. Amen. So you may be down and out. You're in the lowest of pits. But God is saying to you and I this morning, rise up. So if the devil has pushed you 20 times in 2015, how many times should you get up? 21 times. If he has pushed you 3 times, how many times do you get up? 4 times. Amen. So many times this year, I've gone through situations. I was like, God, I don't think I can take this anymore. I've had one of my toughest work since I worked ever. My toughest work year, where things were coming at me, things I didn't understand. Just so many times, Gilbert would tell you, I would come home, I'm like, for the first time, there's one day I walked into work, I was like, God, I can't do this. I thought those words. But as soon as I said that, I heard the Holy Spirit inside of me saying, do not speak those words. That's the first warning I got. He's like, you can feel it, but do not speak those words. Amen. And the second thing he said to me, he's like, I want you to take captive of that thought, cast it down, pull it down, stamp over it, and start declaring the word of God in your work situation. Amen. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. In the New King James, I think. If that's not New King James, it's New Living Translation. Today I've given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I'll call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Amen. Every situation that presents itself before you and I, there's a life option and there's a death option. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. All those who love it eat its fruit. Amen. Like I said to you, I was having those thoughts of quitting, those thoughts of defeat. And the Holy Spirit says to me, do not speak it. Amen. You and I are created in the image of God. You and I are creative beings. Our words, their primary use is to create. Not even communication, is to create. So if you're facing a hard time and you're like, oh God, I can't do this. Oh God, you're never going to show up to me. Oh God, where are you? It says in your word, you show up, but you're not showing up. And then you come Sunday, you're like, God, I surrender. Stuff we're doing throughout the week is what matters more than the stuff that we do here in church. Amen. Destined to win. Amen. Say, I am destined to win. Amen. Okay, so strategies. I love strategies. Finishing the 18 days, getting into 2016. Number one, we need to watch and harness our thoughts. Amen. So our thought life, imagine this. Imagine you're traveling to Tan Kari. Who knows how to get there? Good. We'd all put that in our GPS, amen? You would type in Tan Kari if you've got whatever address. Our thoughts are like that. Our thoughts are what guides our life. You and I cannot go where our thoughts have not gone before. You and I cannot speak what we have not thought, unless you're dreaming or something, I don't know. But what we think on, what we meditate on, eventually comes out of our mouth, amen? So what is it that you're spending time? Are you spending time focused on the problem? Are you spending time focused on the issue? Or you're saying, issue, yes, I know you're there, but my God, he's big. My God says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. My God says, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. My God says that he will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. So many times in the Bible, God would ask, what do you see? I've just got a slide with a few verses. Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see a branch and an almond tree, I replied. In Jeremiah 24, verse 3. Then the Lord said to me, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad, and the very bad, which cannot be eaten, so they are bad. In Zechariah 5, verse 2. And he said to me, what do you see? So I answered, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width is 10 cubits. Amen. Right after this, God would always perform something ridiculous or download like a super natural prophetic word. Amen. But God would always ask, what do you see? And this morning, the Holy Spirit is asking you and I, saying, what do we see? Are we so focused on our failures of 2015 that we don't even want to get to 2016? Are we so, you know, cast down? Are we so pulled down that we don't even want to think good thoughts? Amen? So what do you see this morning? Amen? Just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that to you. God puts emphasis on what we see. God gave you and I our imagination to start that creative process. Amen? We are created in His image and we have to speak things into being. But we cannot speak things that we can't imagine. God says He would do exceedingly abundantly above all that you hope or dream. Amen? Whatever you're hoping, whatever you're dreaming. Now imagine God doing exceedingly abundantly. So if you want God to do like big, 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 you have to imagine humongous, because His thoughts are greater than our thoughts. Amen? In Philippians 4, I encourage you, write this down. See this verse on your mirror, in the car, wherever you look. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Amen? So before you say a word, ask yourself, is it pure? Does it have virtue? If it fails any one of these tests, cast it down. Any thought that comes to your mind, that comes to my mind. If it's pure, but maybe it's not lovely towards the other person, cast that thought. It's not a good thought, amen? So let's take this verse, write it on our hearts, amen? So the second strategy, if we are to live with victory, if we are to live destined to win, is to guard our mouth, amen? Like I've said, that we are made in the image of God. When God created the heavens and the earth, He spoke them into being. Our words are creating things in our lives. My life right now is a result of the words I've spoken from whenever I started speaking. It's a result of that. It's a result of that. So don't say, I can't take it anymore. Don't even say, this is the worst year of my life. Don't say that. Say, the best for me is yet to come. You're not denying the facts that, yes, this year has been horrible. You want it to end. But speak life into your future. You can't change your past. What happens, happened. It's happened. It's done. Today is a new day. Stand here looking out 2015, 2016 and beyond and say, my best days are ahead of me. Amen? Like we read earlier in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen? You can take anything. God says in His word, you will not let any temptation that's bigger than you come upon you. And He says in Isaiah, as you walk through the fire, He's with you. As you're in the flood waters, He is with you. Amen? So you and I have more fight in us than we think. You and I have more authority and power than we're using today. Because God, Jesus, when He was leaving, He's like, you will do greater works than I have done. Amen? So He raised the dead. We are to raise the dead. He healed the sick. We are to heal the sick. He spoke provision, and provision came. And that's the power that raised Christ, the power that conquered death, the power that defiled the natural law of death, that power that raised Jesus is in you and I. That's ridiculous. That's, whoa, wow. I've got no words to describe it. But that's the power that backs us up as we face any situation. Amen? And the third strategy is to keep our eyes on Jesus. Regardless of what this year has been to you, keep your eyes on Jesus. If it's been a good year, great. Because that's what we want. We want to live victorious lives. We want to win in everything that we touch. But it says in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Another version says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So if my eyes are looking to Jesus and my circumstances are bad, because I'm not focused on them, they're not going to move me, because my eyes are fixed on Jesus. Amen. The moment I look at my circumstances, so what the devil wants us to do, he wants to cause us to go inward. So the moment I don't look at Jesus, I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at my circumstances. I'm looking at things that are happening around me. And then I start to see everything that's not working. Then I start to question my worth. Then I start to blame myself. Then I start replaying that scenario and say, oh, actually, you know, that should have gone better. If I had said this word, then he would have said this word. Then I would have done this. Maybe I would have won the fight. But God, the word of God says, fix your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Fix your eyes on Jesus. And that's for me. That's for you. That as we close out this year, this calendar year, that our eyes need to stay on Jesus. Amen. No matter what 2016 holds, as long as our eyes are on him, we'll be standing this point next year and we will say, God has seen us through that fire. He has seen us through that flood waters. As we've been on mountaintops, he's been there. In the valleys, he's been there, because our eyes are on him. Amen. God always thinks great thoughts about you. He never thinks evil thoughts over you. Amen. Never, ever. So when God sees you and I, he sees the perfected us. He sees the renewed spirit that is in our hearts. He doesn't look and see what our flesh is doing or what our soul is doing. He sees the perfected me and you. And what the devil does, one of his strategies, is to try and get us not to look at that perfected person, but to look at the person that's failing. So maybe this year you committed at the start of the year and say, God, this year I'm going to serve you by doing this, 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 this. You come to now and you haven't done anything. God is not disappointed that you didn't do that. God loves you and I the way we are, and he sees that perfected being that's in us. Amen? So God always works behind the scenes. So there's stuff always happening behind the scenes. We should not rely on our natural senses, touch, sight, anything natural that you see with your, you can comprehend with your natural senses. Do not use that as the measure of the work that God is doing in your life, because those things are deceptive. Amen? By the times things happen in the natural, they would have happened in the spirit. I don't know. Sometimes years, sometimes decades, sometimes I always believe some of my blessings now are because of prayers that my grandmother made before I was born. I believe that beyond a shadow of a doubt. But I'm reaping them now. And my descendants, decades to come, are going to reap from prayers I'm making today. Amen? My mom was telling me the first time she went to the U.S., she always wanted to go to the USA. And she's a journalist. That's her first profession. And she was away on a project in the rural, doing some work with NGOs. And when she came back, she found out people at work had, there was this opportunity that had come up for people to apply to go and be seconded with the United Nations for a couple of months. And when she came, the deadline had expired. And all her colleagues had applied, and it was everyone in sub-Saharan Africa. So anyway, Sahara Desert down, all those countries, which is most of Africa anyway, had applied. And so she just said she really wanted to go. The deadline had passed, but she's like, you know what, let me just put in my application. She put it in. And then she got to the next round. And when she got to the next round, eventually she got the secondment and she went to the UN. And the guy who was handling the papers said, so all these, there were thousands that, so Harare was the collection point for these applications. They all got lost. And they were panicking, thinking, oh my goodness, we've lost all these applications that need to go to the United Nations. And then hers shows up. They're like, look, yay, we've got one. Let's push this through. So the people in the headquarters thought she had been screened by man. But guess what? God had screened it for her. Amen. So I tell you this to say that what's happening in your natural circumstances does not mirror what's happening in the spirit. Amen. You keep doing your part, and God is going to keep doing his part. Amen.